Hi, this is Janet Holton. This past Sunday was the observance of the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. During the church service I am allowed to freely attend, we heard stories of people who are persecuted for their Christian faith. Since Sunday morning, I have become increasingly aware of how much I take life in this country, and particularly in our community, for granted. I have the freedom to attend church where I want, when I want. I can pray before meals in public. Hymns and songs of praise are sung at events in Petersburg that are not church-sponsored, even live on public radio. The Pledge of Allegiance is voluntarily recited at Petersburg City Council meetings and other public gatherings as well. The most recent recitation I took part in was at a school assembly on 11-11-11, where veterans were honored for serving our nation, helping to ensure that our rights to freedom of speech and freedom of religion can continue. The words, "under God," can still be strongly heard. I have shared the happenings of my evening and weekend activities, including those that are church-related, with people I come in contact with on a daily basis. These things I've just mentioned don't even scratch the surface. The number one place I want to be at Christmas time is Petersburg. The celebration of Christ's birth is encouraged and enjoyed, not suppressed and hindered. I can write a letter to the editor or make a commentary on the radio expressing how I feel. I have come to realize that if I feel the pressure not to do so, then that pressure is self-inflicted. There are many blessings in our lives here, and I, for one, need to be more grateful. And I think that even though the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church has come and gone for this year, we need to continue to pray for the millions of people worldwide that cannot enjoy even a fraction of the freedoms that we do. I'm Janet Holton. Thank you for listening.